Okay. So the today's shiur is a pre-Pesach shiur, as we indicated. And so we'll talk about a standalone topic. And we'll try, if possible, also to connect it to a little bit to some of the things that we've been doing along the way, in a little more of an indirect way, but I hope still in a meaningful way. So let's begin as follows. The Torah describing Chag HaMatzos, as we know, begins in Perek Yudeis in Shemos and Bo. And of course, then the Torah describes the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in that context, it also formulates the obligation of Dore Doros. How it is that we're supposed to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim on Chag HaMatzos. So after describing the specifics of Korban Pesach, so then the Torah says, "V'haya yom hazeh lachem l'zikaron." This day should be something that you remember. V'chagosim also chag l'Hashem l'dorosechem chukas olam t'chaguhu. This is every year something that you are going to celebrate on the anniversary of the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. And then a reiteration of some of the L'dori Doris things that you're supposed to do. The Matzah, 7 days, we'll discuss that maybe a little bit. Achdi Omerishin Tashbisis Armi Batechem, right, it begins with the eradication of chametz from your home. Kikol Oko Chametz V'nichrasa V'chiyut Kares. That applies. Yom Rishon Yom Hashim, Yom Rishon Mikor Kodesh, Yom Hashim Mikor Kodesh, Yalachem Kol Malach Alo Yaseh Vahem, Ach Hashem Yochel Kol Nefesh, Hulu Vado Yaseh Vahem. This is going to be commemorated in the form of Yom Tov, and there are there's a matzah aspect, there's a chametz aspect. All of this is delineated by the Torah, and then we find a very challenging pasuk: Ushmartim as a matzos. Ki be'etzem ayom hazeh otzeisi as tzivoseicha me'eretz Mitzrayim u'shmartem as ayom hazeh l'doroseichem chukas olam. After this pasuk, we'll get back to this pasuk in a second, then we find more details about how it is we're supposed to commemorate Pesach in a practical way. Barishon barbasa l'hu yom l'chodesh ba'erev tochu matzos ad yom ha'echad v'yatzer l'chodesh ba'erev shivas yom sarlei matzim v'teichem. So smack in the middle of the Torah, right? In other words, the Torah first described historical Pesach Mitzrayim and everything that went into it. Now the Torah is extracting from there how it is that we are supposed to commemorate every year Pesach, and it begins with Tashvisu and references to Matzah and to Chametz, and then it continues with more references to Chametz and to Matzah. And in between, we have this really interesting pasuk. It's almost hard to translate. U'shmartem es ha-matzos, which means you should guard the matzos. Right? Ki be'etzem ayom hazeh otzeisi tzivoseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, because in the midst of that day, the exodus from Egypt took place. U'shmartem es ayom hazeh l'doroseichem chukas olam. And then back to the details. So it's a very strange pasuk. What does it even mean? U'shmartem es ha-matzos. This is kind of the, delineation of how it is we're supposed to celebrate, or the essence of the Yom Tov. And we just don't understand why this pasuk is in between and what it intends to convey, and simply even what it means. Number one, the phrase "ushmartem" is normally associated with a negative. Right? Shmira means you guard from, from something, and it usually implies a kind of a negative orientation. Where do we find that a holiday is built around Ushmartem? On Shabbos you have Zachar v'Shamar. Okay, Zachar v'Shamar v'Diburacha, that's a big Kiddush. Right, and that's a big Kiddush because only the Rabbanu Shalom can accomplish such a thing, to say something, two things at the same time. But it's even more than that, of course. And that is, Zachar is positive and Shamar is negative. Zachar is what you're supposed to, the Kiyumim, what you're supposed to be doing. Shamar is what you guard from, what you don't do. Let's say asiyas falacha, and it's a big chiddush that not only verbally, and not only the idea of two different ideas that are simultaneous, but two opposite ideas that are simultaneous. Zachar v'shamar b'diburacha. That's the chiddush of Shabbos. It's not for now to go into that. But shmira u'shmartem. Whenever we find the language of shmira, by and large, pretty much generally it's a negative. What do you mean Ushmartem as a matzos? Right, as if it's a positive chiyuv, and this is some fundamental aspect of the day. Ushmartem as a matzos. Ki be'etzem ayom hazeh hotzeisiyas tzivoseichem eretz Mitzrayim. Ushmartem as ayom hazeh hotzeisiyas chukas olam. So Rabbi's Ushmartem pier one appears twice in this pasuk, in this mysterious pasuk in the middle of everything, and it sounds like Shmartem as a matzos is the methodology of Ushmartem as a yom hazeh. By the way, apparently Chag HaMatzos emerges as a day of Shmira, and we don't usually think of it that way. We don't think of any positive manifestation as a Shmira. Shmira is, you know, you have bigger fish to fry, and you need to draw a circle. You need to defend or protect some cherished thing. And that's always part of the story. It's not the story. Here it sounds like Ushmartem is a Yom HaZeh, Ushmartem is a Matzos plays a more central role. I'd like to understand why that is so. Yaakov Shamaras Hadavar is in the context of the story of Yosef and his brothers. And I'm not quite sure that I understand the question. I mean, it's true that it says that there, but I mean, he heard this thing, he ridiculed it publicly, but he kind of filed it away. You know, he didn't lose sight of what it is that Yosef said. He was worried about it. He was concerned about it. He dismissed it publicly, and what? Well, right, okay. I mean, he filed it away for future reference. He was protective of this piece of information. I don't know that it's not positive. It's not negative either. I mean, it was something that he wasn't happy about, frankly. Right? I mean, it's not. He was disturbed by what Yosef had revealed. Right? He publicly, ridiculed it, and he filed it away for future reference. He was concerned about it, clearly. I don't know if it's negative, you're right, but it's not positive, it's not a key of any sort.
It's a different framework, it's not the word of God, like we're learning just now.
Yeah. I mean, that's the name of the context. It's a sentence about his attitude towards a particular event. He filed it away. But here we're talking about, the essence of Pesach. But even Shmartem et Hayom Hazeh as the formulation, and especially Shmartem et Hamatzos. We all know the, what does it mean, Shmartem et Hamatzos, before we get to that. So Rashi says, Shelo Yavo Lidei Chimut, so we'll be talking about that. It means, be careful that the matzah doesn't become chametz. So again, one would have thought that in the context of the mitzvah of matzah and Chag HaMatzos, that would certainly be an aspect, right? But not necessarily a central one. Of course, you should make sure that if you want to have matzos and you want to eat them and fulfill the mitzvah of Berev Tocho Matzos, so then obviously you have to make sure, you have to be shmira menachim. You have to make sure that they don't become contaminated, so that you won't have matzah number one. And also you have to make sure, because a bayirah and bayimotze and yisur achila and so on, that what you think is matzah isn't really chametz. That's all true. But here it sounds like it's a kiyum and not just a caution, put it that way. And in that sense, it seems to be a little bit problematic. The Rashbam has a different shot. Rashbam says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos means you should make sure to eat matzos on this day. So also strange.
Is this a minyan ha-mitzos? Does this count for the
minyan? Ushmartem? No. It's not a minyan mitzvahs. The only thing we have in minyan mitzvahs is the Rambam, of course, all the Yisurim, but in the matzah, all we have is the mitzvah of Erev Tocho Matzos. We don't have anything else. But we'll see where it is in the Rambam in just a minute. In the Pesukim, it's very prominent. You're right, it's not in the mitzvahs. The Chizkuni says, like the Rashbam, except that instead of Achilas Matzah B'Yom HaZeh, it refers to Achilas Matzah L'Dorei Doros. What the Ibn Ezra, operating along the lines of Rashi, who says that it's Shmir Menachimot. I should say that what Rashi says is really a quotation of the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that Ushmartem es ha-matzos refers to Shmir Menachimot, and this is what the Gemara kind of says as well, but the Gemara has an added twist, which we'll get to in just a minute. The Ibn Ezra says Ushmartem es ha-matzos means Mishas Ketzira. that from the time you cut the wheat, from that time there's a requirement of Shmira. There's a debate, well, that's one of the things we're going to discuss very soon, when the din of Shmira applies, and whether it's Mishas Ketzira or Mishas Techina, the grinding, in other words, of the flour, or it's Mishas Lisha Da'afia, Lisha meaning the kneading with a K, and Afia the baking. So it's interesting that the Ibn Ezra here takes a stand on that issue in terms of this pasuk. I think that's, it's a little bit intriguing because there's a debate. It's not so clear that you need Shmira and Mishas Ketzira. So there are two ways to look at Ibn Ezra. One is that he took the task, as did some of the Gaonim and Rishonim, that already Shmira Menachimut begins Mishas Ketzira. Or some people think that Shmira Menachimut is a Lechatzchila. So then, if that's what the pasuk is talking about, it would be just very interesting. I mean, why would we make so much of a fuss about this lechatzchila? Obviously, what I'm going to suggest is, if it is only a lechatzchila, if it's a kiyuv, nonetheless, it has certain symbolic value. That's really what I want to discuss a little more fully, or demonstrate a little bit more fully. Another facet of all of this is the well-known drasha that Rashi quotes from the Medrash. Rashi quotes from the Medrash that instead of saying Ushmartem es amatos, right, it's Ushmartem es amitzvos. Okay. So of course, I mean, that's a very well known drasha. Rashi quotes it right here. Again, first he quotes Shalayom Zdechimot, Nikan Amun Tapoach, Tiltosh Bitzonim. Something is, you know, puffed up, or it's about to get puffed up, pour cold water on it. In other words, keep it in check. Rabbi Yoshi Amar, Alti Kore Es Amatzos, Elos Amitzvos. Kedera Shei Machmitzin Es Amatzos, Kachin Machmitzin Es Amitzvos, and Rabbal Yadcha Aseo Samiyad. That's also quoted in the Mechilta. It's a fascinating thing. We all know this drasha. It's a prominent one because it's a Mechilta and it's very well known. It's just intriguing that the Torah, according to this, is the drasha of the Mechilta, chose to express Ushmartan as a mitzvos, mitzvah bal yadcha al tachnitena, specifically in this context.
Zrizos.
Right, Zrizos. And this idea of Zrizos for mitzvos in particular, right, seeing the performance of mitzvos as an opportunity, not as something, and therefore not something to be squandered. Meaning there was no other place to, again, I'm a firm believer, everybody here comes to the regular share, so, you know, I think this is kind of a recurring theme. I'm a firm believer that there are, you know, few coincidences, in the sense that if a certain drasha, in theory, you know, could be placed or based on something else, and the Chazal see it as, you know, connected to a particular pasuk, I like to think that there's a good reason for it, and that it connects in some fundamental way. So even though this comment of Rabbi Yoshia is more in the realm of Agada, although it's quoted by the Medrash Halacha, the fact that it is a very prominent statement of Chazal, and that it's based on this ambiguity, Shmartim is a matzos, that you can read matzos as mitzvos, I see it as more not just a good drasha that, you know, Rabbi Yoshia made in shul, but he really felt that, you know, Shmartim is a mitzvos, Ushmartam is a matzos, that there's a connection here. And I'd like to, you know, if possible, get back to that point, even as we try to explain why the seemingly negative Ushmartam is so prominent here, and why it's a double Ushmartam. I'd also like to explain what this has to do with the broader question of Ushmartam is a mitzvos. That's my agenda, if I have time to, hopefully we'll have time. Okay. So let's take a step back and analyze the simple pshat, the first pshat of the Mechilta, that Rashi quotes, which is a simple reading of the Pasuk, is that Shmartam Samatos is a reference to Shmira from Chimutz. What's fascinating is that this halacha of Shmira from Chimutz has an added dimension according to the Mishnah. Right, I do have permission to use the Masechta, right? Especially since I say everybody is, you know, well initiated. So, the Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in Tzachin, right? I said I would make also reference to Har Yitzchakin, so it's a real pre-Tzachin here. But we're not out of the Perek Kol Shav, but we're out of the Yanim of Chometz already. Lamed Hey Amud Aleph is a Mishnah that's in the second Perek that transitions into Matzah. Right, Eil Dvarim Shalom Yosef Ben Bidechavos of the Pesach. Kitin, Sorin, Kusmin, Shipon, Shibola Shuo, right, Yotzim B'tmai, the Mai Sarishon, Yisrael Trumasa, Mai Sashani Hektish, Shiniftu, Koin, B'chala B'tshuma, V'lo B'teva, L'lo B'maisar, L'lo B'maisar Shani, Hektish, L'lo Niftu. These are all the various things. What can you use for matzah? So number one, Minim, the five Minim, the five types of grains. That's one thing a mission addresses. The second thing it addresses is what if the Minim in question, the wheat in question, the barley in question, right, has some other halachic status. Let's say it's truma, let's say it's meiser, let's say it's meiser sheni, let's say it's hekdish, etc. So the last item of the Mishnah is chalos hatoda rikike nazir. And we're told that chalos hatoda, rikike nazir, these are korbanos, right? The chalos, meaning the chalos that were brought as part of the korban toda, rikike nazir, right? We read about nazir, very, very recently. Asan la'atzmo, ein yotzeben. Asan limcha b'shuk, yotzeben. If you commissioned these, if you created, right, the matzah, l'shem toda, or l'shem rikike nazir, for your own purposes, for your own karban, then you can't use it l'shem matzah. However, if you prepared it to sell it in the shuk as a karban toda or rikike nazir, right, then if it turns out that you're going to use it, you make it, you change your mind that you're going to use it for matzah, that's okay as well. Okay. Now everything else in the Mishnah is very one-dimensional, right? It's either you use it or you can't use it, right? There's tuma and matzah and hekdesh and so on. All of a sudden when it comes to korban, but of course the korban which is made out of matzah, right, the Mishnah has this interesting stipulation. If you're going to use it yourself, then you're not, then it's disqualified. If it's going to be used, possibly, meaning you're trying to sell it, so then, b'di'eved, or if you change your mind, you can use it with shei matzah. What's going on? What's the difference? What's this qualification? So the Gemara discusses in general, what is the problem with all of these issues in the Mishnah? The Gemara in Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the very last line, talks about Chalos Toda Rikike Nazir, Minani Nili, how do you know? The Gemara says, Amar Rabot, Amar Kra, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, it quotes our Pasuk. Anything quoted, our Pasuk is of interest to us, obviously. We're clearly interested, not only, we're interested per se in any halakha, but we're interested in figuring out what this Pasuk has to do with anything, what its true secret meaning is, or explicit meaning. So here we quote the Pasuk, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. But instead of just saying that there's a din of shmira min amatzos shelo yachmitz, the Gemara adds a very significant dimension. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, yotztazu she'ein mishtameres l'shem matzah, ela l'shum zevach. Not only is there a din of shmira min achimutz, there's a din of l'shma for shimur min achimutz. Right, we talk about matzah shmura. Right, that's matzah shmura means that it's nishmar minachimutz. But it has another meaning based on this Gemara, and that is that it's nishumeres l'shem matzah. Right, now, then the Gemara explains that there's another daya. Then the Gemara at the bottom explains. So if this is the problem, so what's the difference between Asol liatzmo and asol limkor bashuk? So the Gemara explains the Tamamai, the last three lines, three lines at the bottom of the page, the Tamamai, or two lines at the bottom of the page now, Amar Abba kol lashuk imluche mimlach Amar inez dabin mizdabin ilum mizdabin epik puhu hana. Meaning, if I make a lachme toda or I make rikike nazir for myself, so then that's l'shem zevach. if I make it to sell, I never know what the market is going to be. So I'm not never sure that I'm going to find somebody. So therefore, there's always a contingency that either I'll use it, either I'll sell it, l'shem zevach, the preparation is the same. Or I might sell it, l'shem pesach, l'shem matzah, in other words. And therefore, it's not a problem of l'shem mishtameres, l'shem matzah. Now, this is a very fascinating halacha, because you understand very well that a korban is nothing to play around with. Right. So the korban also needs shmira. You have to make sure, you know, to be very careful that it wasn't mishtameres. And yet, the shmira, even the level of shmira, which is comparable, let's say, to matzah, doesn't seem to be sufficient. In addition to that, there's a requirement of being mishtameres l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Even beyond the level, we're trying to show it isn't the level of shmira, it's a din in lishma, l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Now, normally we encounter lishma in other contexts. Right? Is this consistent with the lishmas that we're familiar with? In Gittin, some years ago we learned Gittin, right? Spent a lot of time in the first parak in B'fanei Nachtam, B'fanei Nachtam. Some people say that that's based on the problem of people not being b'ki in the lishma. We know that get requires lishma. Now, the idea of lishma and a get is a deal, is an idea, at least in my opinion, of the personalization of a get. Right? You can't, there's no factory ordered get. Right? Getting a divorce is a highly personal matter, at least it should be. Right? You don't just go to a store and pick up a generic get. Every marriage is different, and the decision, you know, to get divorced is a wrenching kind of a decision. When we learned it some years ago, we began our introduction with the last, the very end, the last Mishnah in Gittin. It tried to show that even the seemingly callous views, you can just divorce somebody because they burnt your stew, they're not really callous at all. On the contrary, it's a reflection of a kedusha that's gone out of a marriage. I mean, people who want to get divorced because of burnt stew obviously don't have a very fruitful, relationship. So what we tried to show was that divorce is a very serious, obviously very serious matter. Every divorce is a very personal matter, and therefore you need lishma. Lishma is about not routinizing or generalizing, but personalizing the process of getting. Now, does that idea apply to matzah? Is there a personal matzah? My matzah is different than your matzah? Clearly not. We find lishma in other contexts. Like there's lishma in stam, things like stam. Stam have a certain level of kedusha, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. Tzitzis actually is a little bit trickier when there's a din of lishma in tzitzis, because tzitzis doesn't really have, it's not a chefza shel kedusha, it's a chefza shel mitzvah. But otherwise, mostly where we find lishma is where we find chefza shel kedusha. To invest kedusha in something, to give it a certain stature, requires a shema. Again, you can't just mass produce it, and you can't produce it without some sort of intent, right? To invest, content and substance into this object, it has to be a thoughtful, purposive, intentional process. And not only that, not only kavana, but lishma, it should be undiluted, right? It should focus on the purpose of this particular mitzvah. Matzah is not a davar shebekdusha. Right, there's no din ritzui in matzah. I think last year, if my memory serves it correctly, I think we discussed the problem of matzah gezula. That's not true before Pesach? Maybe. I think so. And mitzvah babadera. And I think I mentioned, then some of the Rishonim who are of the opinion, who note that the Babli, Talmud Babli, quotes mitzvah babavera mostly in two contexts, right? Lulav and korban. Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Another case, which is a slightly different application of it, maybe in terms of brachos, but in tfila, but both in terms of lulav and korban. So some of the Bali Tosas, not printed Tosas, but they say in the name of Bali Tosas, that mitzvah of aveir is limited to dvarim shoritzui, whether it's a bit of halel or korban and kedusha. And the Ritva thought that maybe shofar would be in that category, because the Gemara says that, you know, in kategonat, the senegar, it's a dabar, you know, habal, lefnai, velefnim, the kol shofar. But no one ever thought that, presumably, that matzah is a dabar shal kedusha, or a dabar shal ritzu. Right? There's a discussion whether matzah gzula is mitzvah babadeira. That was what we talked about last year with the Rambam. But not on the basis of ritzu. I suggested then we might get back to it on the basis maybe of Hodah, we spoke about that a few years ago, or on the basis of some other perspective. If matzah is not a dvar kedusha or a dvar shal kedusha or shal ritzui, then the same problem. What sense are we talking about lishma? Why do you need lishma in matzah? There's a discussion about whether a sukkah requires lishma. Sukkah is actually patterned after the dimensions of the mikdash. And even then, it's a different kind of lishma, and we actually paskin that you don't need lishma. It's very difficult to understand why there's lishma when it comes to matzah, in a word. Moreover, even if there was a din of lishma and matzah, one would have expected that it would express itself in one of two ways. Either in the achila, the mitzvah, after all, you asked me before, what does the Rambam count in minyan mitzvos? Right? The only thing he counts in matzah and minyan mitzvos is ba'erev tochu matzos. Right? Also, I'll matzah some more milk in the context of Chorban Pesach. But the only standalone mitzvah of matzah the Rambam counts is the eating of the matzah. So do you have to make a l'shem yichud kudshu b'riku? Oh, some people do, but that isn't l'shma. But they do that on every mitzvah. Right? If there's going to be a lishma and matzah, one would have thought that it would be not in the producing of the matzah, but in the eating of the matzah. That's the mitzvah. So you should eat a lishma instead of eating it for anas kreso. So let you'll eat it l'shem mitzvahs matzah. If not that, at least, then one would have thought that asiyas matzah would be lishma. We'll discuss this in a minute, whether maybe it is. But certainly this Gemara doesn't seem to be talking about asiyas matzah. It talks about something totally different, namely shmira minachimutz. So we started off by saying that shmira is a negative term, and it's strange that the pasuk gives us so much ushmartim as amatzos, ushmartim as hayom hazeh, right? As if it's a positive thing. And now what we're seeing is that not only is shmira treated as a positive, as a kiyum, but the concept of lishma, which is the ultimate expression of the kiyum, is also associated not just with matzah, which is problematic enough, but dafka with the shmira minachimutz of the matzah. And that's the problem of you can't share even the shmira minachimutz of matzah with lachmei toda or rekikei nazir. It's just a very remarkable halacha. The note of Yehuda, I mean, the Rambam quotes halacha, I'll get to that in just a second. Maybe I'll pull up that just for a second. So this is a very problematic, very difficult issue. Again, if you want to say that there is also a din of asiya, so then maybe that would, I wouldn't say lighten, but at least, dilute the problem somewhat. Is it possible that beyond lishma for shmir minachimutz, there's a lishma in other aspects of matzah? So this is an important question. In order to establish whether there is or there isn't, we should first look to see whether there's even a din of shmira in other aspects of matzah. It's a din of shmira mishas asiyah. So the very important gemara of Mem Amud Aleph, also in Tzachin. So the gemara talks about lasisa, where it says, gemara wants to know whether dafka is a mitzvah tattoo or an iser and a prohibition to do lasisa on seorin and chitin b'pesach. What is lasisa? You moisten the the wheat or the barley before grinding it, right, with the intention of kind of cleaning it or bleaching it. So the Gemara here has a whole discussion about Memo Manalis. Can you do the lasisa or not? You're exposing the wheat to water. Right, that's a potential source for chimut. So yes or no. So the Gemara says, those who have Gemaras, originally the Gemara says you shouldn't do it, and the Gemara discusses what about Menachos? Can you do it? And then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, this is 3, 6, 9, 10 lines to the bottom, 10 lines up to the bottom. Rava is the first word of the line. Amar Rava, mitzvah lilsos. Very strange Gemara. It's a mitzvah to do lasisa. Shenemar, ushmartem esamatzos. As I said, any Gemara that quotes Shmartam Samatos, we're interested in tonight. Right? It says Shmartam Samatos, Elo the boy Lasisa, Shimon Lamai, very strange Gemara. If there's no Lasisa, which provides a potential hazard for the Chimut that might become Chametz, then why do you need Shvira? Right? So the fact that it's a kind of a convoluted, or I would say, it's kind of like a very ironic, proof. If there's a din of shmira, then you have to expose, the tvua to hazard so you can be shomer it. Right? There wouldn't be a kiyum shmira if there wasn't the potential of disaster. So you need some potential disaster, right, in order to establish that you're doing a good shmira job. One would have thought, and the ultimate shmira is to keep this far, far away from any kind of potential of contamination of chimut. That's the Gemara says. Shmartan samatos, e lo de boy lasisa shimur lamai, e shimur delisha lav shimuru. Lest you say that shmartan samatos is a reference only mishas lisha v'elach from the kneading and on, but before kneading there's no din of shmira, since there isn't any lasisa. So the Gemara says Rava says that's not Shmira. Shmira needs more than Lisha. How do we know? Da'am Ravuna, the Tzekos Shel Nachrim, if you have the dough, right, D-O-U-G-H, in other words, the material for bread, or matzah, Shel Nachrim, Adam Mimale Kresomehen, right, you can fill your stomach, and you can eat them as much as you want, meaning at the Seder, you can eat the Betzekel Shel Nachrim. Rashi explains, as long as you're 100% sure that it was not Bali Dei Chimut, how would you know that? Because there are signs, Rashi says, there are signs of Chimut. So if you can know that those signs, right, are not visible, so you know that there's no Chametz, so you can eat it. But you can't eat it for the mitzvah of matzah, right? Bachrona in Barishona lo. The problem is only bachrona. Why not? Because bachrona you need matzah, which was shmura, and even more so, shmura l'shem matzah's mitzvah. So my time up mishum la'aver b'hushimor. So what's the problem? Why can't you use the betekos? The betekos is before the lisha. Right, so as long as the lisha was done, right, b'shmira, what's wrong with using b'tzekos shel nachri even for the mitzvah matzah, for lev l'shimur mafia v'eila, and then you won't have any problem, and you can use the shem mitzvah la shemamino shimur meikara b'inon. You need shimur even before afia, even before lisha. That's what the Gemara suggests, and therefore he's suggesting that this shmira before lisha refers to lasisa. So the Gemara says, "We might do l'shani hotzam to be idna the nachas l'shimur lo avid l'shimur, aval heicha to be idna the nachas l'shimur avid l'shimur hachanami the shimur delisha have shimur." Maybe there's not to be so extreme about it. So once you're at a stage where shimur is relevant, you need shimur even if it's before lisha. Right? Let's say Nesinas HaKemach B'tol HaMayim, right, at that point it can become Chametz even if it isn't an actual Lisha yet, that's how Rashi interprets. But that doesn't mean that you need Shimur, right, when it's very much unlikely that there'll be a problem of Chimus. Like at the time of either Katsira or Techina, either the cutting of the wheat or the grinding of it into flour. Pilachi lohadabe Rava, the Gemara says, reports, despite the fact that Rava couldn't prove his position because they, you know, were able to neutralize his proof, he did not backtrack, he did not recant his view that Lishma, I'm sorry, that Shmira is required from an earlier point. He even told the people that when you in the field, when the omrim, when you're tying the bundles together, after you cut them down, you should even at that point, when you bang on them or you turn them around or you place them, you should already have in mind l'shem mitzvah. Now, what's fascinating here is something else. That is that the Rava seamlessly transitions from the requirement of Shmira to the requirement of Lishma. But till now, the question Rava was dealing with is, should there be a Lisisa? Right? And he came up with this fascinating, you know, ironic, dialectical idea, which is, because of the din of Shmira, there has to be a din of lasisa. You have to jeopardize it, otherwise where's your Shmira? Okay. And he tried to prove that even prior to Lisha Vafia is a din of Shmira. And in the context of saying that, what did he transition seamlessly into saying? Tell the Mahap Chikipi, Kimapiso Aficho Lishumitza Lishma. Lishma is extended back to the time of, at least of the time of Katsira. It seems like Katsira, certainly Tchina. Alma Kasavar Shimur Meikara Mitzkilasa Beatzofa Beina. That is the conclusion of Rabba. So Rabba basically extends and expands not only Shimur, but also Lishma.
So yeah. why do you have to expose it to water? You can do kind of Shmira.
That's just a lishma. I don't know whether that's enough for the shimur.
Expose it to lasisa in order that there should be
a meaningful shmira.
Doing shmira.
Yeah.
Lishma.
Yeah.
So then, but you can do that without exposing.
Well, I don't know. Maybe just the maybe lechatzkila. Maybe there's some kiyum of lishma even then. But I don't know whether it's a good question. I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is, there might be some inyan of lishma, right? Even if the real potential for chimutz, right, or the significant potential for chimutz, isn't yet there. But the point is that if everything was zeroing in dafka on the more obvious, right, lisha v'afia, then certainly this wouldn't be the case. If you look at the Rush Alatar. In Parak Beis, I think it's Simon Chazav, towards the end of the Parak. So this is just a summary. I mean, this is a big discussion of the Rishonim. So it's a big discussion what to do with this Gemara, with the Halacha. From what point do you need Shmira / Shmira L'Shem, Nishma in other words, L'Shem Shmira Menachimot. So the Simon Chazav, the Rosh, summarizes some of the Shitas. He quotes the beginning of Rav Puna the sacred shomachron the mali adam miskreis the man who bavat shiochel kazayis matzah machron. Pirush Rashi shemakir shelo chmitza. How do you know that it wasn't chametz? That you're only worried about the problem of mitzvah matzah. You should worry about eating chametz. Shein shem lo kani chagavim lo yichsi. For part of this Rashi, yesh tneim al Rashi. Lo mesaber lo hakel kulahad. Lahatir betzek shalosh nachri shalom afaneinu. You can really just because of signs that would be enough to establish that there's no chametz here. The Hashin and Shem Allah Shabbat Chimutz. Maybe there really was Chimutz, you just can't see it. We didn't see what happened here. Umfarshinan could go, and they say, B'tseko Shonachri Shalashra Nachri B'faneinu. And this becomes interesting. What happened was, the non-Jew did the Lisha in our presence. So what's the implication? Because they want to avoid what they consider to be the Kula of Rashi, that you can rely on the Simanim, with regard to the question of chimut, so they came up with the scenario of the Gemara, that we watched the Nachri as he was doing Lisha Vafiyah. If you watch the Nachri as he was doing Lisha Vafiyah, isn't that Shmira? Right? It's Omid Al-Gabov, right? So we'll get that, just back to that in just a second. The Lo Nihira Li, says the Rosh, Din Kein Havel Neimar Kemach Shal Nachrim Shal Moshe V'Faneinu. He hasn't asked my question, which is, well, he'll get back to, but it's Omid Al-Gabov. Maybe that should be good. That should be the Shema. You could be Yotze as well. His question is a more linguistic question. The Gemara didn't say Shal Moshe V'Faneinu. It should have said it. It's even bigger chiddush that you can't use the lishma for the mitzvah smah. Hilch nirali. Parsh kipir shvah. Shidu kim chenin roim balo siur. Balo siduk. Mutar. The simanim of comments are not there. Afil hachi lo hadabe rava. Amalu rava. Ahanad am hapchi kipi. Pirish omrim. Hafichu lishem mitzvah. Koma. Afilu shem nidchu. Dibay rava da hava boy lamema de shimur de lisha lab shimur. Even though Rava tried to prove that Shimur at Lisha is too late, it has to be earlier, and he couldn't prove it. This word comes from, you see, the Chumrah of Shmira Mishas Kitzira. The Chaymashma, the Chumrah Bialma, the Rosh says, in my opinion, it's the Chumrah Bialma. Vidakomer Margaret Ravina Minaktale Ime, Baharvi Mashma, the Eulabari Machmir, the Koshar Chacham Lonoguke. Chaymi the Kumra Avuna Bentaker Shomachri Bavad Yochum Kazayas Matza Bachrona, Vishim Dlavli Shimur Mishas Lisha, Mashma Im Lakach Kamachman Nachri, the law shows so, Ain Sarch Lachon Kazayas Matza Bachrona. It seems that if you bought Kamach, is very important, from a Nachri, right? And as long as you had it before the Lisha, then Shmira Mishas Lisha would be good enough. Good enough for Shmira, good enough for Lishma, that's what the Rosh says. The Nagu Ashkenaz the Tsarfat, Lishomon Mishas Tchina. Okay. So that's a compromise view. Not Mishas Ketzira, not as late as Mishas Lisha Vafiyah. But when you look on your box of the matzah, they always say, you know, everything says Mishas Ketzira. But I'd say this is a big issue economically. It's you pay extra for Mishas Ketzira. Anyway, the Chachmi Ashkenaz were knowing Mishas Tchina. The mills that they used to do the grinding with were run by water power, right? They used to take everything to Niagara Falls and whatever it was, and therefore the chashash chimutz was more serious already b'shas tchina. Rav Alfus Katz, the Rif writes, and he boiled with Turei Kimcha the Pischa b'shas ktira. That's what, again, he was machmir against, not like the Rush, not like Ashkenaz, b'shas ktira. The Sivu Shmartim Samatzos. Again, Shmartim Samatzos doesn't mean necessarily Mishas Ketzira, right? Ubishiltos Kasav, Onafik Inishide Chavasa El Vimatu, the Mintel and the Chimut, Minda Nafle Maya Iluya. It starts from a different shear, maybe. As soon as any kind of water contact, from that moment on, you require Shmir. Echidam Tino Lechitin Nachri, Cher Shotav Kasav, Onafik Inishide Chavasa. Inami. I'm not sure. I think he means exposure, possibly. Which is very much earlier. Inami losha leisa nachri chayr shot of the katan the lab neshim when you know apa bi the afia yisrael bardeya the other the ushim of shat afia lo nafik ide chavasa. Let's say it was lisha in the hands of a non-Jew and afia in the hands of a Jew. No good. Okay, that's reasonable. Then the Rush quotes a very fascinating argument. For a point said at Kotzal, Lotus de Dechov of Lana Rishona ain't Ella the Matzah Shafa Yisrael, the Shem Matzah, Shenemar, Mishmartan the Samatzahs, Agitation Shemaris the Shem Matzah. For a Haigon Kotzal, Matzah Shafa Nachri, Lifnei Yisrael, Aide Shimur, Kitikuna, Muteras, the Yisrael, Okla. For Haigon said, as long as you were there, and you witness, it was Omid al-Gabav, in other words, then it's fine for the Shema. Bali Maisa, the Chassidim, right, not the 17th century kind, but the earlier kind. Bali Maisa, and Chassidim, Batminim, Machmir Ma'atzman Kigaonim, HaMachmirin, Veloshin, Veofin, Ba'atzman. He's not talking about Shas Katsira. His Chumrah is no Nachri, the Omid al-Gabav, right? By the way, that's the Gemara in Arbet Tzach. Kuf Tezayin. We'll get to another Gemara from Kuf Tezayin before we look at
that. I don't want to talk about Shem Matzah.
Shem Mitzvah Matzah. It sounds like the Yisrael has that in mind.
Rabbi says, Mutas is a law court. That's the washing of a Mitzvah Matzah.
Ah. Well, I mean, we're talking about, I think so. I mean, Cohen said that Kasav Latzis in Echova, Belel Rishona, Eno Matzah Shafa Yisrael, and Rav Haigon seems to disagree. I mean, in context, that's the argument. So that's the debate in the Rishona. If you took Rav Haigon out of context, you're right, the words alone may just mean that it's not, but that's obvious. Right? There's no point on that in the other direction. Right. There seems to be Machlokas, the point I'm trying to make is, we have a lot of strange things going on. Number one, we have the pasuk that we began with, the double the shmartem, right, the shmartem is amatzos, the shmartem is hayom, right, the connection to shmartem is amitzvos. Secondly, we have, based on the Gemara on Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the din of chalos toda, we have a din of lishma and matzah, but not on achilas matzah, not on asfias matzah, but on in the matter of shmira. Minachimot. Now there's a din of Shmira Minachimot. There's a din of Lishma and Shmira Minachimot. Like that sounds like a Sphira Mineu Bay. Shmira is negative, Lishma is positive. Very strange. Then we have another Gemara, which is a debate whether or not Shmira and Lishma, right, is limited to Risha V'Afia, or it goes already to the time of Tchina, maybe even the time of Katsira. Again, Lishma is mixed into that as well. You even wonder whether or not there's a real Safek or a serious Safek of Chimot at that point. Not only that, but that same Gemara, the Gemara has Rabba, who's the Machmir, right, is the context of Rabba's Chumrah, right, which is that Mishas Katsira, you should be concerned about Shmira, Menachimot, Lishma. Is the hazard of the jeopardizing of the chametz mitzvah a little so-so? Since the Torah says shmartem, we want to give you something to do shmira on. Wow. The Ramban asks a stronger question. Ramban says, listen, if Rabba is machmir because he thinks that there's din of shmira mishas katsira, then we just don't even understand what he's saying. In other words, obviously there's done that some ask, what do you say? Because the Gemara says, well, Shmira depends on the Shmira because of Lisha Vafia. Right? So Rabbah tries to prove from Nachri, take us on Nachri, that it's not true. Right? And that there has to be an earlier Shmira. But if there has to be an earlier Shmira, then he no longer has a kasha. Apparently he's being shomer from something. Maybe there's some chashash rachok that just water exposure, even at that point, is going to create some sort of chametz. But once that's true, then well, what's the point of the mitzvah l'lasoso? That's Ramban's question. Ramban says, okay. Correct? We're worried already Mishas Katsira that the water shouldn't create chimot. You need shimur all the way along. Kasha, keep the shimur shalotavale mayim shimuru. If shimur, that there shouldn't be any water exposure, is considered shimur. Echel rabbi mitzvah lasos. We shouldn't have to smart them. Be loved, you shouldn't have to see such shimur lamai. A cold man shem shamer shalom tavaleim mayim shech mitzu shimur hu. So not only is Rava strange, not only is this whole concept of bringing something into danger so that you can fulfill the mitzvah of shmira strange, right? But once you have the chumrah Rava's projecting, which is shimur min hamayim Mishas Katira, then he just, the floor went out from under his proof, presumably that we need Lasisa. That's Ramban's question. We'll get to his answer in just a minute. In addition to that, we have the stigma focus on Rishonim, Lahalacha, what to do, which is fascinating. And not only that, but even more interesting, let's talk for a minute about the machlokas omin al gabos. Can you have a chayra shota kota, maybe even a nachri? Can they bake your? Can they do the act as long as you're watching them? Ah, so the ra'a, the Ritva quotes the ra'a, who says, sure, there's no problem at all. Why? Now, well, let's get some context. I mean, this isn't the only lishma in the halacha, right? We you know, we already mentioned there's lishma in sam, there's lishma in get, there's lishma in karban. Does Omer al-Gabav work in those cases to provide lishma? No. Generally speaking, the answer is no. Why? Because the idea of lishma, as opposed to pure shimur, is not just to make what? Yeah, meaning if you inject a certain element, a certain dimension of your chiyuv, right? And the whole point is that this is done, you know, with intentionality. But that's an aspect. It isn't something. This is a mitzvah that isn't done, or a chesed, which isn't created haphazardly or generically, right? It's done with intent, with focus, right? That's a spiritual concept.
Should it require amira?
Ah, very good. So the prima gadim, right? In the car on the way over, we wrote about.
Why should we do that?
So the prima gadim says, in his opinion, the lishav matzah requires amira. Like we do, like we find in other things. What does Amira contribute? Is Bishlomo, if you're talking about the Karban and the Sefer Torah, you know? Okay, so maybe because you're investing a certain level of Kedusha and focus and purposiveness, it's a fascinating concept in general, but it's a concept that we find. So maybe you even have to articulate it. But Lishma Shel Shmir Menachimut, this, you know, double negative. You know, that requires an amira too. So this is the question. Normally, Gadol Omer al-Gabav doesn't help you because the whole point is a formal din. It's all about investing your you have to be a bar chiyuva, right? And therefore, your purposiveness in doing it isn't just to make sure it's done properly, right? It's a positive requirement, right? To integrate lishma into this process or into this entity, this chesed. A non-Jew can't do that, doesn't have the capacity to do it. Only al-Gabav, you can just make sure everything goes well. Can't do anything beyond that. Right? So it's not going to work. Omer al-Gabav is not going to help you in that. Why all of a sudden are there people who think that a matzah will help? So the Ra'ah explains, Ra'ah says, the difference is, right? The Chiddush, one Chiddush is responsible for the second Chiddush. Right? If there was a din of Asiyas Matzah Lishma in Ochanami. But what's the din? Shmiras Matzah Lishma. Shmira Shalot Achmot. So it isn't that you're accomplishing the Shmira Al Yedei Goy. You're doing the Shmira by watching him, making sure that he does it properly. That's what the Rashba also explains in the Tshuva. Right, the Rashba also, and Chulin also, Dafyid Beis, and the Tshuva. The Rashba says, the difference is, wherever you require Asiya Lishma, Omer al-Gabav isn't going to help you. Because the other person's doing it. But in the case of Matzah, you require Shmira Lishma. He's watching him, and he's doing it Lishma. It's not remote control. Or it's not by means of the other person. This is his method of Shmir Lishma. The fact that the problem is, how can you have a concept of Shmir Lishma min Achimut? Isn't that itself a strange idea? But once you accept that strange idea, right, then it can be done Al Yedei Goy Omer al-Gabav, not the Torah's his Maisa, but the Torah's your Maisa, your Shmira. What about those who disagree? It's such a good argument. So, why does Rabbi Cohen Tzedek and Ehud Imei, many were shown him, say it's so good? The Ritva, for example, disagrees with the Ra. The Ritva says the reason it's so good is because you need Asiya. Aye, Torah says Shmira? It says Shmira, but it means Asiya. This, of course, gets to the crux of the matter. If it means Asiya, why does it say Shmira? We'll get back to that in a second. Even those who think it means Shmira, right? I think there are two other ways to get out of the problem. Minchas Chinuch, really the Meiri on Lamed Hei Omen Aleph says this, and Minchas Chinuch just elaborates it. Minchas Chinuch says, based on the Gemara in Chagiga, Dachav, Shmira al Yedei Acher, Lo Shmira Shmira, when you put something that you're supposed to guard and you put it in somebody else's hands, that's not Shmira. Now that is said with regard to Taharos in Sugyos and Chagiga, right? And there's an element of trust there, and negligence, Hesa Chadas. I mean, the point is, you know, you should, if you're supposed to be doing the Shmira, having somebody else do the Shmira is a Hesach Hadas, your Hesach Hadas from this issue. Hesach Hadas has nothing to do with matzah, or the production of matzah, presumably. Right, so while technically that idea of Shmira, Idei Acher, Lo Shma, Shmira, when you have a Chiyuv Shmira, in other words, you're handing it over to somebody, handing it off to someone, right, constitutes a deficiency in the Shmira, right, it's, in theory, maybe that's limited to Sugya and Chagiga. It's an interesting question. What else is possible? So I think if this goes to the heart of the matter, let's take a step back and understand better, you know, what this whole Shmira thing is all about. I think that there are two overlapping questions. One is, it's possible that Shmira Menachimut is itself a kind of asiyah when it comes to matzah. We've spoken in other years about the special relationship between chametz and matzah, and the idea that they're really two sides of the same coin, right? As something that is not nitan, something that is not omeid, l'chametz cannot be used l'mitzvah matzah. Not only in terms of the minim, but even very specific circumstances. The Gemara has this whole discussion about matzah shel tevel, where they say that you know, even if you hold that you know, that Easter is halal Easter, you still can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with tevel, because since there's also tevel, it's not just a straightforward competition between chametz and matzah. There's also tevel injected, and as such, you can't have a mitzvah matzah. In other words, matzah, part of what defines matzah, and part of what defines chametz, is the interaction, relationship, the exclusion one of the other. If that's true, and we saw much evidence of that in other years, I don't want to go through the evidence again. So then, in a certain sense, ushmartem es hamatzos, in some respects, is a din in, or the hagdara of, asiyas hamatzah. Because matzah requires a process which can produce chametz, but doesn't. And doesn't, according to the Gemara, not just coincidentally, but by virtue of your conscientious effort. So in a certain sense, when the Torah says, "Ushmartim es hamatzos, ushmartim es hayom hazeh," what yom hazeh? Chag hamatzos. Partly what it's telling us is a very profound idea that asiyas matzos, right, is equivalent to shmiras hamatzos.
By definition.
And therefore, even when it comes to lishma, what do we say? If it's going to be lishma, like in anything else, lishma in a korban is the asiyas korban. Lishma in the Sefer Torah is asiyas Sefer Torah. All of a sudden, lishma when it comes to matzah is shmira minachimot lishma. Right? Very strange. Not only that, but all of a sudden, our Rishonim coming out of the woodwork are telling us that there's really a need of lishma, right, in the asiyas hamatzah. And ad kidei kach, that a godol omen el gabav is not going to help in the case of a nachri. But some of them again, Minchas Chinuch says because shmira idei acher lo shma shmira, fine. But others are saying because it's a din of asiyah. It's like anything else. It's like a get. It's like sefer Torah. It's like a korban. You can't farm it out, even if you see that everything's been done perfectly and you're screaming and yelling l'shem this and l'shem that. But he's the one who's doing it. He has to invest in it, right? But where does that come from? In matzah, the Torah says only Ushma, the whole makar of Ushma was a shmarta of the matzos. The answer is Because Ushmartem is Vasisem. The whole idea of creating matzah is engaging in a process which has the potential to produce chametz, right? And by virtue of your conscientious focus, you make sure, you guarantee, Ushmartem is Hamatzos, Atosias Hamatzos. I think it's a very important principle. Certainly, if it's true, it's a very important principle. Now, let me take it a step further. We've been talking all year about. Well, let me just say before I get to the second point. Let me add the first point. The second thing that one of the things that we asked, based on the Gemara, Mem Amud Aleph, how is it so easy that the Gemara extends the Lishma, the Shmir, at least according to Rava, to Shas Ketzira, Shas Techina, when the Chashat Shchimutz is really very negligible, if at all. Oh. But if we say that Shmiro, Shmartem, is really a din of Asisem, but it's an Asisem which is an Ushmartem, right, so then this relationship between Asiya and Shmira, right, becomes halakhically significant. And then even if the Torah just says Ushmartem, right, if the whole idea is the production of matzah, but according to a certain methodology, then maybe Ushmartem, even with the chashash lachok, even perhaps with no real chashash of chimutz, but Ushmartem of hamatzos means that the entire process of atziyas hamatzos requires the shema. And maybe that really begins Mishas Ketzira. Let's take it a step further. The Rambam, when he quotes Halacha, it's a little late, so I won't quote it inside, when he quotes the din of Lachmei Toda and Rekikei Nazir, etc. So the Rambam says that you need Lishma in Shmiras Hamatzah Midehimutz, and therefore Lishem Lachmei Toda is no good because there has to be Lishem Mitzvah Matzah Bilva. Well, so the Mikras Kinev says, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara says you need Lishma, right, in terms of matzah, shalolav and dechimutz, and if you have rikike nazir, alach me toda, so it's l'shem zevach, but it's not l'shem matzah. But the Gemara didn't say what the Rambam said, which is that it has to be l'shma, l'shem matzah bilvad. In other words, says the Mishnah Sinai, it sounds in the Rambam, not from the Gemara necessarily, that. If you had in mind l'shem zevach u'l'shem matzah, that would be no good, right? And that's particularly problematic because number one, in l'shma, that's not generally true. But we find two types of l'shma. One is the l'shma in the context of karbanos. The mission at the beginning of Zvachim. First Mishnah, and then second Mishnah. So let's say you second Mishnah. So at this point, if you do the Dalet Avodos of a Karban, Lishma Vishalo Lishma, also Mishnah and Tamid Ishkarim Tzachim, right? If you do the Karban Pesach, Lishma Vishalo Lishma, Lishem Pesach U Lishem Shlamim, let's say, it's possible. However, Mishnah and Tzachim also tell us that if you do a Karban Pesach Lishem Minuya, right, the shalol l'shem ninuya, l'shem mulin, the shalol l'shem mulin, or l'shem mulin, l'shem arelim, that's not posa. Because it's not always true that when you have two l'shmas, right, that they negate each other. But Velvel in the Tuchus Ma'aseh Karbanos has suggested that the principle is that whenever l'shma is a posa, or lo l'shma is a posa, that having both together is posa. Whenever l'shma is a requirement, and having both together is fine. It's just very strange that the Rambam would hold Bilvah, that if you have L'shem Matzah, U'L'shem Zevach, or U'L'shem Zevach, that should be a problem. Moreover, and this is which I think you were all asking a second ago, what do you do with the Gemara? And the Gemara said that if it's Limkar L'shuk, if it's L'atzmo, it's one thing. If it's Limkar L'shuk, it's fine. But he had the possibility that he was going to bring it L'shem Zevach. Nechaz Chinuch bothered by that. He says, unless you're going to say Breira, or Yesh Breira. In other words, it turns out that he ended up using it for matzah, so he claimed no sinema Breira. That's what it was all made Latach. And then the Mincha says, but Ein Omrim Breira Didaraisa. So it's a problem. I think there might be an answer for the Breira thing, but I don't have time for that right now. So let me cut to the other part. Maybe what the Rama means is something else. What the Rama means is that the Lashma of Matzah cannot be Agav something else. Meaning, not that it can't be L'shem Matzah or L'shem Zevach. You can't get your L'shem Matzah, you can't get your Shmiras Matzah, Shel Mitzvah Matzah, Pesach, Agav, the Shmira that you did of Matzah L'shem Zevach. I mean, what bothered the Rambam was, it's the same problem. In both cases, you're being Shomer Menachim once. Right? So why can't, and it's a negative thing, Shmira. So what difference does it make? As long as you have a Lishma of Shmira, Shelo Yachmot, why does it have to be Dr. Shelo Yachmot, Lishem Mitzvah Matra? That's what bothered the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Bilvad, meaning you have to have that positive focus. Which is, again, the Rambam's way of emphasizing that this isn't just a negative. It's a positive chalos. The Nevi Yehuda was so bothered by the Rambam that he decided the whole thing must be an asmachta b'yalma, and the Rambam thinks that the whole thing of Lishma in Matzos is only drabana on asmachta b'yalma. The Chok Yaakov in his parish on Shulchan Aruch, you know, quotes this position as well. I don't think that's true in the Rambam at all. The Rambam holds the real bit of Lishma. The Rambam is trying to emphasize, like the Pasuk, that Lishmartem, Lishma is a positive, not just to avoid chinuch. So this is true. Let's go one step further. Not only is it possible that Shmira is significant because of Asiya, maybe the point of Shmira is a chalos, a positive in the process of Matzah itself, not only the Torah's Asiya, but as Shmira. This goes back to Ramban that we talked about when we talked about the relationship between Chametz and Matzah some years ago. And I want to coordinate just for another minute with the Ramban by Lasisa. Let's talk about the new one first. Ramban here, Dabnem, as I mentioned, asked, Rava proof from the Gemara that there's a din of Lishma, right, already from the very beginning of the process of Katsira. Even when there's practically no danger of real chimutz, there's still a din of Lishma and Shmira. If that's true, why does he need Lasisa? Why does he say, oh, if there wasn't some jeopardy, there wouldn't be some payoff? Rambam himself goes through this whole question and finally says as follows. And Lishma minah shimo mitchila nami b'ina l'diyavad, b'kimin shakein l'mitzvah, boy Lasisa kadeshi kayim ba'en yoser mitzvah sushmartem. Rambam says the two dinim of Rava are not at odds. They're not incompatible. They're consistent. Number one, Rava thinks that you do a shmartim practically when you don't need it. A mitzvah. Not makim b'diyad. Even his chumra is not makim b'diyad. L'chatchila, you should do shmira when the chashash is so rachok that it practically isn't a chashash at all. But the only reason we know that's true or consistent with that is also the idea of doing a qualitative shmira, right, by virtue of putting the object in jeopardy. In other words, bending over backwards and making sure that there's not even a 1% chance of chimutz is one side of the coin, right? That's one way of accentuating shmira. The other way of accentuating shmira is dafka to take steps, right, that puts the fate of this tua in question, right, and through your conscientiousness, through your effort, making sure that it becomes matzah. The kivin shekein limits the boy lasisa kedeshi kayim yoser mitzvah sushmarta. And then he goes on. The answer shapi the b'diavad nami binan shimur mishas kasira. Maybe it's even b'diavad. But l'damim the shimur de lasisa. The lasisa the leisa lemitzvah the kayim yoser mitzvah shimur. The ikar shimo b'diyeved leisa elamishiyata b'mayim. The chematzinu agon likach mayim min ashuk b'shas adchak mutar delo mechazkin anisur v'yotzi dechobasa. Abel chatkila b'inan shimor. What is this idea of putting the object in jeopardy? So this is consistent with the other Ramban, the Ramban of Chabos. The Gemara has a discussion about Matzah Shira. The question is the Matzah Shira that the Gemara is talking about, right, a case where you use your lush Isa B'nei Peros only, fruit drink, or also mixed in with wine, with mine. So the Rif says that Gemara is talking about Mei Peros and mine. The Balamor disagrees. I'm not going to read it now because it's too late. So the Ramban says the Rif is right. He has to be right. We have to be talking about a case where there is Mayim mixed in with the Mei Peros, and that's what the Gemara calls Matzah Shira and says Eni Yotzi De Chavoso because he's Lechamoni, not Matzah Shira. Why? Why does it have to be? So Ramban says because number one, if something can't become chametz, then it can't be matzah. And pure made peros can't become chametz. Only made peros and mayim can become chametz. So if you're saying that it's a chisar of matzah shira, what you're saying is, it's matzah, but it's matzah shira. For it to be matzah, there has to be the potential that it turns to chametz. It has to be that there's mayim. Secondly, says Ramban, this is the one that's consistent with this one, Torah says, v'shmartem es ha-matzos. So if you don't have the potential to become chametz, there's no shmartem, there's no kiyum shmartem, and shmartem, apparently according to the Ramban, is not just a kiyum, it's a precondition in shein matzah. What did we say before? Shmartem is a form of asiyah, but here it's even more. It's not only because this is the second point of the Ramban. It's not only because of the connection to chametz. It's because positive shmira contributes, and I would add, lishma isn't just a negative. It contributes something to chetesh al matzah. Having something which could become chametz and making it into matzah is the process, not just of negating chametz, but of making matzah. And that's why, according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of lesisa. Because that accentuates, again, it's more matzah. It's more l'shma on the matzah, it's more b'shmir on the matzah. What does this mean? So I think the idea is as follows. Getting back to the bigger picture. Right? L'shmartem es ha-matzos, l'shmartem es ha-mitzvos. So, Pesach is the time of Cheirus. Right? That's what we celebrate. Yitzia me'avdos l'chem. So the Gemara says, I said I would quote at least one Gemara in Avet Tzachim, right? So the Gemara says in Avet Tzachim and Daf Kuf Tazayin, Amud Aleph, very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Matilim Bignus Nisayin in the Shevach. Mai Bignus, this Kuf Tazayin Amud Aleph toward the bottom. Rav Amar Matilim Be Avad Zara Yovaseinu, and Shmuel says Avad Mayinu. So the Gemara says, Amud Rav Nachman Ladaru Abdei, Abdei Namapikle Marei Lecherus. He said to Daru, right, an Eved who goes out to Cheres, the Yoiv Lekaspo, the Hava, not only that, but he's given, something to start a new business, to buy a new home. My boy, Lemaymar, what should you say to the guy who freed him? I'm like, boy, Laduye, Lishguche. He should be praising. I'm like, Patrasim, Lomer, Manashana. But then he said to him, so everybody knows this Gemara, very fast. But then the Gemara says, Psach, the Omer Avodah Mayinu. He wasn't potter from Lomar Avodah Mayinu. Even though he understood very well what Cheirus is. This is the context of the Gemara that says, right, is it Avodah Mayinu or is it Mitzchila of the Avodah Zar? Now if you look at the Rambam, everybody talks about the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav or Shmuel, one or the other. He paskins both. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Matzilin Begnus in the sign of the Shevach. The Rambam says, just give me 2 more minutes, hopefully. Matzilin Begnus in the sign of the Shevach. So after Begnus in the sign of the Shevach, he said, Matzil Mesafish and Betchila Yavaseinu B'nei Terach.
Right,
the kervana liyichud, a beautiful language. The chain matkul modiya shavarim in the parah v'chol rosh v'malanu m'sayim benisim v'flo shenasim lanu v'chayus leinu. If you read the Rambam, it doesn't sound like he thinks Rav and Shmuel are arguing. It's the chain
which goes first.
Question is which. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's which one goes first. But what I think of the Rambam is it's even more than that. And then he adds on this, "Behu sheid rosh harami ovi ovi ad shmir v'chol parsha kolamosa famarek olayz and the shubach." The idea is as follows. Pesach celebrates Avdus, but what it really celebrates is, right, Anan Avde Amokom below Avde Paro. Halu Avde Hashem below Avde Paro. Right? And it certainly rejects the idea of being Avadim Lavadim, Avadayim below Avadim Lavadim. And as such, right, even if you know technically what Cheirus from Avdus means, what you really have to understand is that Cheirus ain ben Chorin elamisha oseik b'toro b'mitzvos. And that, of course, requires Tzimtzum. That requires the perspective of Matzah, not of Chametz. Now, it's not an uncontrolled growth kind of a Cheirus. It's a Cheirus where you require Shmira to channel, right, the Cheirus that you have into Matzah. Which is maybe a carbon, but it's patterned after a kind of carbon. When the Torah says "shmartem es hamatzos," right? So it's telling you, number one, right? What makes matzah is channeling it away from chametz. That in itself is very important. But that isn't a coincidence. The real idea is the symbol of intervening by means of, in some cases, restriction. Right? To accomplish something which looks like a negative, it sounds like an inhibition of chametz. Matzah is not an inhibition of chametz. Ushmartem is not, that's the only ushmartem which is a kiyum. And it's an ushmartem which requires lishma. It's an ushmartem which ends up being an asiya. It's an ushmartem which, even as an ushmartem, maybe still doesn't work the omed al gavav. Because it's not enough to see it. Maybe it's an ushmartem, a hands-on ushmartem. It's an ushmartem which requires that we confront, not draw such a wide protective circle around that we don't encounter the problem, but that we confront, channel, transform a problem into something constructive. That's the lesitza of the Ramban's understanding of Rava. Right? You do two things. You draw the wide circle, but you also do mitzvah sasisa. You give it the possibility of becoming chametz and make sure that it doesn't become chametz. And that's Rabban and Muhammos, right, about Mayim and Neperos. So the idea is, if you want to really understand the true motif of Chagamatzos, it's Ushmartem as Hayom Hazeh, it's Ushmartem as Hamatzos. Moreover, the very production of chametz is important. The Rambam seems to say, if I just could say it's tied to Kol Shah, especially since the group is the group that's here. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Shmira ben Achimu, it's not just for the mitzvah, it's a precondition for matzah's mitzvah. But it's also a din in all 7 days. All 7 days is a din of Shmira ben Achimu. Very strange. Why? There should be a din that can't eat chametz. But, you know, Shmira, per se, as a positive, all year we've been discussing how the very presence of chametz, right, as a symbol, is a problem. And that's why I wrote to the Kiyumo, Eder, how you relate to it. Lekula Mechumra, wrote to the Kiyumo, Eder wrote to the Kiyumo, matters. Bayuraya, its presence, matters. It's not just eating chametz. It's chametz as a symbol, on Pesach, it's a noxious symbol. Because it symbolizes unrestricted growth. It's not a good expression of Cheirus. It's not Torah Cheirus. It's not the Cheirus which will lead to Matan Torah. What is? Matzah. So the production of Matzah, especially the turn from Chametz, and the presence of Matzah, even separate from the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, like the presence of Chametz, is an important symbol. It's Lechem She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe. It's important to have the matzah on the table. It's also a prop, separate from achila. And that's why I think the next pasuk after Shmartam of Hamatzos repeats, not the only time, the impression that matzah is 7 days, even though there are tokel matzos. You have to eat matzah in the beginning of Pesach to set the tone that it's chag matzos. But it's chag matzos all Pesach in the negation of chametz, and even in the shimur menachimut, and according to some in the kiyum of eating matzah, and dafka matzah shmura, precisely because that reflects the true chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wish you all a chag kosher v'sameach.